Many states now use electronic voting. Just touching a computer screen casts a vote. I'm wary, though, that this new technology may simply sweep any problems we've had into an electronic void without solving them. We are tossing out the Votomatic ballot tally system invented in 1963. With these machines, citizens punched holes in special index cards to cast their votes, which could then be counted quickly by a computer. Most importantly, though, the Votomatic system left an audit trail. That is, actual ballots that can be recounted by machine or, if desired, by hand. As we learned in Florida in 2000, what exactly constitutes a valid vote isn't clear. Does the card need to be punched completely or need a voter-only indent the card? To avoid making these decisions, state officials are turning toward electronic voting. They hype electronic voting, emphasizing how it can help voters. For example, voters often invalidate their punch card ballots by choosing too many candidates. An electronic system can alert a voter about an improper ballot. In spite of many advantages, though, I'm leery of electronic voting. I've written many computer programs in my life and have learned that no software is foolproof. And I worry about security. Recently, someone stole the Diebold Company's voting machine software, displaying it on a website, giving hackers a blueprint for attacking the machines. Perhaps all this can be solved, giving us nice and clean electronic balloting. Just press a button on a touchscreen and the machine records your vote. Or does it? So far, electronic voting machines have actually subtracted votes instead of adding them. And in Florida, electronic voting machines found that 137 people who'd showed up and gone into the booth had no recorded votes. Did these people just choose not to vote once they got in the booth? Or did the machines fail? We'll never know because electronic voting machines don't leave an audit trail. So the key to reliable electronic voting is old-fashioned. It's paper. The machine should record the vote electronically, but also spit out a small card with the vote printed on it. A card that can be recounted if necessary. While it seems a simple solution, many voting machine companies oppose it. It's too complicated, expensive, and complex, they say, arguing that it's inefficient. When we hear cries like this, that we need electronic voting because it's clean, neat, and efficient, we should remember that democracy is often a messy thing. In fact, there's a name for a society with efficient and time-saving voting procedures. It's called a dictatorship.